With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Local schools across the island are making efforts to keep kiddos indoors today and limit their exposure to a Saharan dust plume that's making its way across the Caribbean this week. National Weather Service forecaster Alan Ebanks.
Sunny, hazy conditions are expected across the Cayman Islands over the next few days as a moderate plume of Sahara dust continues to move across the Western Caribbean. A dust alert remains in effect, and residents are advised to take precaution due to reduced air quality and visibility.
Public health guidance includes staying indoors, closing windows, wearing masks outdoors, and monitoring for worsening symptoms that might affect your respiratory system. Schools and workplaces are advised to restrict outdoor activities. The dust alert is expected to continue through Thursday. Local gas prices tumble in Grand Cayman as June 1st marked the start of government's four-month fuel duty waiver program. According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of self-service regular gas fell 14 cents to $6.05 a gallon. The average price for premium self-service dipped a dime from the last check on May 27th to $6.52, and diesel is now at $6.59 a gallon, a 15-cent drop. According to Offreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at Brown's Red Bay for $5.82. On the diesel side of things, Refuel has the lowest price at $6.03 a gallon. Folks in Cayman Brac are still paying $6.24, but folks in Little Cayman took a 33-cent hit, with the price skyrocketing to $7.29 a gallon. For context, the national average in the United States for a gallon of regular gas is $4.26 USD. You can find the full breakdown at offreg.ky. The police service says its high visibility policing strategy contributed to a safe and well-managed out-of-this-world music fest at Kamana Bay over the weekend. As Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports, thousands attended the event, prompting a, quote, significant police deployment focused on crowd control, road safety, and maintaining public order.
Officers say they dealt with a handful of minor disturbances and responded to a more serious altercation outside the venue after the event concluded. Police say they are now investigating and asking anyone with video footage to submit it to the RCIPS website or their Instagram. Emergency services were stationed on site, including the Department of Public Safety and Communications, the Cayman Islands Fire Service, the Health Services Authority, and the Cayman Islands Regiment, which provided its Falcon Mobile Communications Unit. Traffic officers also managed congestion around Kamana Bay and conducted roadside checks after the event. Superintendent Rohe Williams says the proactive approach ensured a safe and enjoyable experience for all. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Hurricane season, fuel duty waivers, and end of the school year. There is a lot happening in June, including underground sessions, which this month will put the spotlight on Michael King Barnes, event host Mikhail Campbell, a.k.a. Kyle Matrix.
He's going to be doing his signature blend of comedy, storytelling, music, maybe some poetry as well. And he's also going to be helping me out with the hosting.
It all happens tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Prospect Playhouse. Admission to the monthly open mic night is free. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Kuwait says at least one person has been killed and at least 63 injured after Iranian drones struck a terminal building at its international airport. Iran's Revolutionary Guards said they carried out the attack, which comes as renewed skirmishes between US and Iranian forces test a shaky ceasefire. Six people are reported to have been killed in Israeli strikes on the city of Tyre in southern Lebanon. The Israeli military said sirens had sounded in northern Israel because of what it described as infiltration by hostile aircraft. Ukraine says it's hit a Russian warship in a port near St. Petersburg as part of a wave of drone attacks targeting the area. It says the strike caused a large fire. At least 21 people have been killed and several others injured in a fire at a multi-story building in Delhi. The property accommodated patients and relatives of those receiving treatment at a nearby private hospital. The US Trade Representative's office has proposed imposing additional import duties on 60 economies for alleged failures to act against forced labour. The suggested tariffs are aimed at trading partners, including China, the European Union, and the UK. The EU dismissed the claims as utterly absurd. That's the latest BBC News.